The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Sunday, August 2nd. Good news, Texans fans. If you want to come see your team, single game tickets are on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. In this podcast, we have Sirius Satellite Radio as they sat to interview GM Rick Smith to discuss the beginning of training camp.
Welcome back to the End Zone on Sirius NFL Radio. Vic Carucci-Gilbrandt at the Houston Texans training camp outside of Reliance Stadium here. And we are joined now, I'm pleased to be joined now, by the general manager of the Texans, Rick Smith. Rick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you guys out here with us today.
Well, it's great to be here. And Rick, first day in pads. There's always something special about that, and in terms of the evaluation process, I guess it switches from the things you saw in the offseason. You're looking for different things in this process.
Well, actually, we're looking for, I hope, much of the same. Because you like what you see a lot of times when they're running around in shorts, and what you'd like to see is that, you know, guys can continue to have that type of movement and effectiveness when we put the pads on. And, of course, the physical part of it is what you look for when you come out here this morning.
Rick, how good does it feel to be in training camp and have all of your draft choices signed?
Well, it's a tremendously positive feeling. You know, we were able to get Brian Cushing signed, and he's out here today as the first day of pads, and that was good. So we're excited about that. That's such an important part of a young player's development, in my opinion. And it was very important for us to get Connor in because of his late graduation date. He was a little behind, and obviously important to get Brian done. So, you know, we feel good about that.
Overall, it looks like you've added a lot of speed to your defense, and I know that was one of the goals. Talk about that and the impact you think these new additions can make.
Well, I think it's an old scouting deal that one thing you can't coach is speed, and certainly the way that Frank wants to structure the defense, we want aggressive players, and the better athletes you get, the more aggressive you can become, and more chances you might be able to take. And I think we've got to do a better job of getting after the quarterback, and I think we'll be able to do that with this group that we've got put together here now.
You know, you're everybody's darling choice to win the AFC South. How does that make you feel?
Well, I think we might be people's dark horse. I don't know if we're the obvious choice, but it's a competitive division, as you know, Gil, and we've got to find a way to compete and win this division, and we understand that, and we're trying to put a team together and guys understand that and try to see if we can go out and compete and try to get that done.
And Rick, there is a lot of that talk, that conversation heading into this camp, that it's about the playoffs, and this is the year, and you look like you have the team to do it. Is that a good thing to hear that, or is it a little bit of a discomfort to hear more talk about it? Because you know the only thing that matters is that it's got to get done.
No, I don't mind it at all. I'm not bothered by it at all. In fact, it's fine. I think our expectations need to be high. I think that part of the reasons why they are is because I think people feel like we're a better football team. I think when you look back at the way that the season ended last year and, some of the momentum that we gained, I think our players feel good about what we're doing. I think they feel good about our additions in the offseason. So there's a reason for the optimism. The optimism doesn't mean anything. We got to come out and we got to work every day and, just give ourselves a chance to be successful on Sundays. But I don't mind the expectations. I don't mind people talking about it. I think it's something that we obviously want to do. And it takes place first in your mind, and then you speak it, and then it manifests. So I just hope the thing just continues to develop that way.
You know, week one, you play the Jets. Your CBS's main game that week, is that Cushing versus Sanchez, or is it Ryan versus Kubiak? But, in your history of your franchise, you have never been the A game in one particular weekend. So some people have a lot of faith in you.
Well, and we're excited about that. And we appreciate the fact that we're getting a little bit of national exposure. We obviously had the Monday night game, and showed well there. So, the more we have success, the more we will, gain some national attention. And that's something that you and I have even talked about with our franchise, being a young franchise. And we've got to win, and when you win, you get more attention, and hopefully we will, we'll represent ourselves the way that we want to when we get those opportunities.
Texans General Manager Rick Smith joining us on the End Zone Sirius NFL Radio. Rick, the quarterback dynamic, very interesting. And, of course, Matt Schaub is the guy. And obviously the conversation with him is stay healthy, stay out there, and you get the production. But you have some veteran people that you've also brought in Dan Orlovsky. You have a Rex Grossman also in camp. Just talk about the overall quarterback dynamic you have now.
Well, you're right. You know, Matt understands that he has to stay healthy this year. He is a very effective quarterback when he's out on the field, and he's our leader. And he knows that for him to take the next step to become a really good quarterback and a chance to become a great one, that he's got to stay healthy. So he's done everything that he could do this offseason to do that, and I feel good about that. And as you talk about our backup situation, we've taken, over the last couple of years, we've really constructed our roster where we only took two quarterbacks into the season, and we're seriously contemplating taking three. So, earlier in the summer when we had a chance to go and add a guy like Rex with his experience, as a potential third quarterback, it just was a no-brainer for us. And so he's doing a nice job. He had a nice play at the end of the last period there and a nice deep ball, and he's doing some nice things out here and competing.
You know, you talked about constructing a roster, and I think on offense you have a pair and a spare, so to speak, because it looks as your team, as I look at your team, you've got some pretty good backup players on offense. How about on defense?
Well, and that's a critical piece to being successful in this league, is you've got to have the depth, and we've tried to do that since we've been here, and just continuing to add players that we feel like can go in and take advantage of opportunities. And I think we've got some young players on defense that have some potential, but we've got to see how they develop, particularly some of those young guys that we drafted this year in the secondary. I like the athleticism that I see out of them. I like, some of the plays that they're making on the ball, but those things are going to be answered for us, over the course of this summer and in the preseason.
And your line play, offensive line being one that's done a really nice job opening holes for the run. Just talk in general about that group and what the basic core is of what you have up front.
Well, yeah, and we were fortunate last year. I think that group, they started and played every game. And starting a rookie at left tackle in Dwayne Brown, we were able to kind of spell him a little bit last year. But the group played, together the entire season. And that's what you need in the offensive line. You need that cohesiveness. You need that togetherness. And so we were able to develop that and continue that. And just from the way that they're put together, I love Chris Myers inside at center. He's a guy who is a tremendous leader and smart. And then, our bookends, Eric Winston and Dwayne Brown at two young developing prospects, I think, at the tackle positions. And then, the old man, Chester, inside. Mike Brazel did a nice job. We were talking about Mike Brazel earlier, Gil, and the job that he did for us last year. And so he's continuing to develop. And I like the kid out of Alabama that we drafted, who had some versatility for us, who can play both the center and the guard spot. And I think he's going to be a starter in this league at some point.
They liked him a lot at Alabama. He started more games at Alabama than any other player they've ever had there. Is there a Slayton this year on your roster that's come in as a rookie that we can expect big things from?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I hate to put pressure on these guys like that and name a guy that I have high expectations for. I do think that we've got an excellent rookie class, and I'm hopeful that these guys will understand what it takes to be successful in this league and put the time in so that they realize some of that potential. But I'm not going to put that pressure on any one guy.
How about your running game, though, in general? Steve Slayton was such a nice surprise last year and did so well. But talk about the overall group and the philosophy there.
Yeah, he did an outstanding job and very productive, not only running the ball but catching the ball. His total yardage, was very impressive. I think it surprised a lot of people because I don't think a lot of people thought he could be an every down type of back like that. I think he fits this offense. He understands it. He knows where the cuts are, and he's got the ability to put his foot in the ground and get downfield. And so, that was important. And, Chris Brown is a guy who was hurt initially last year, and he's had some injury history in his career. But if he can stay healthy, he provides a nice complement to Steve, I think, in a 1-2 punch, especially in short yardage situations. And then Ryan Motes did a nice job for us in competing. The two guys that we added this year through the draft and free agency, I really like what I see out of Arian Foster right now. And, he fits this offense. He's a bigger back. He's a 225-pound guy. He's got some good foot quickness. And then Jeremiah Johnson with the shiftiness that he adds to it. So we've got a good group. They're going to compete and don't know how it's going to shake out. But, you know, again, we talk about the depth that you need. And we certainly have that in the running back situation.
I don't know what else to say, but I'll say this. I think you've assembled a very, very solid roster. And I can see why people are picking you to win the AFC South.
Well, I appreciate that, Gil, especially coming from you. That's important. And we're trying to build something here. We're trying to build something that's going to last. And, you know, our guys are feeling good. But as you know, we got to go to work every day. And that's what we're doing. And, you know, we're early in camp right now, so the optimism is high. And we just got to keep pushing.
One of the challenges, and especially in your role as GM, is the contract situations. Dontá Robinson being probably the biggest of all of those challenges. Give us an update on where that stands and how that, and if you could take it a step further, how that impacts the picture in the defensive backfield.
Well, you know, Dontá's has a franchise tag, and he has elected not to report to training camp, and I think he needs to be in camp. You know, I think he needs to be here with his teammates. I think, you know, obviously with his situation and the injury last year, coming off the injury and not having a complete season, I think every rep that he could get out here with his teammates, particularly with the new defensive scheme that we are running, I think it's important. You know, they've elected not to do that, and obviously he can do that. But, you know, I don't know when. I was asked yesterday when he's reporting. I don't know when he is. I just think he needs to be here.
Okay, and the other, I know there's been reports in the media about Owen Daniels' concerns over his deal, but he's in camp and references to other D'Amico Ryans maybe not being so happy with his deal. Just how do you cope with those, or do you just let the talk be the talk?
No, you don't let the talk be the talk. We have a philosophy, and we want to build this team through the draft. And obviously we've talked a number of times about what that means in terms of getting your you know, your good young players that you drafted under contract long term, and we set out to do that this offseason, you know, in a couple of different cases, as you state. You know, we sat down with D'Amico to try to get a deal done and on, and, you know, we put deals together that we felt like were fair and good deals. Now, we could not come to an agreement, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to have other opportunities to do that, because, you know, it's not a situation where these guys were leaving. And so, you know, we worked hard to put some deals together. We weren't successful at doing that. They are under contract this year, and at this time, it's all about football. So, you know, we're taking the approach that, you know, let's get ready for the season, let's play football, and when we have an opportunity to sit back down, we'll do so, because it's important for us.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is on sale. Again, check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.